Hello, earbuds. It's me, Hannah Hart, coming to you live from where I'm speaking. Now, today, we're going to be doing things a little bit different. You see, with the rise of the Delta variant and the, in my opinion, inevitable reality of another shutdown, hopefully, probably, I think maybe we should all just try again. Who knows? Anyway, we thought it might be fun to go all the way back to the beginning of this horrible pandemic and see, rather listen, to our first takes. And remember, if you've yet to accept the fact that vaccines are good things and that they work, I encourage you to go ahead and take this opportunity to go get vaccinated. Just go for it before the vaccine resistant strain comes out, you know? Aha! Anyway, please go get vaccinated and please enjoy.
Welcome to Pandemic. Analyze this.
Yes. Welcome to Pandemic Analyze This. Welcome to Coping with COVID, the Analyze This not live, but really close to live, special slash not special slash our new way of life, question mark?
Oh my goodness. You know, and I keep coming up against this thought so often for me, a way to unstick myself if I'm feeling really depressed and stuck is to like leave the house and see a loved one, like a good friend. And like, I can't do that right now. And it's like bonkers.
By the way, Hanalyze's earbuds. Hi,
oh,
earbuds.
Hello.
How are you guys coping? Are you guys okay? Please let us know either on Patreon or on Twitter. Let us know how you're doing because this can be a really, really tough time for your mental health and your physical health. So we love you. We're thinking of you. We're thinking of your families. Mm-hmm. Do you know that I have a 65 plus year old loved one who yesterday, get this, Hannah, went to Costco.
Dude, the boomers are like, I don't know what's wrong with them.
Asking they're for not, it. They, what is wrong with
they
them?
They don't live in fear the way we do. It's like they don't, they're like, I don't know. They don't, I had to yell at my mom. I was like, do not take the bus.
Oh my God, your mom was taking the bus?
My dad takes the bus all the time. Because he's like, yay, public transportation. I'm helping the earth. And also, I love urban knowledge. But yeah, I was like, no. I mean,
it comforts me so much to hear you say that because I thought that my 60 plus year old loved ones were uniquely, how do I say this, death wishy.
No, I think my mom and dad are much more cautious now.
That you yelled at them as it was appropriate?
Yes.
And that the government has mandated that people in their 60s stay indoors.
Indeed. You know what? I'm trying not to get all ragey about the fact that about a month ago, maybe 5-6 weeks ago, I was at my sister's house and I was like, hey, you guys, this was like the first day any news about coronavirus came out. And I was like, it's kind of scary, right? And then both my mom and sister like made fun of me and yelled at me, kind of. And then also made me cry. And now I'm like, oh, who was right? Okay. Anyways, oh, I just scared my cat.
Good. It's good to process those feelings of rage. You scared your cat? Oh, speaking of which, there's good news in this scary time, and that today is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be processing our fears, processing our worries for our loved ones, and discussing the arrival of Hannah Gelb's teeny tiny baby kitty. So, enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I have some thoughts that I want to express really fast. Thought number one, if our parents' parents were still alive, I feel that we would be closer to them than ever, because I feel like we'd all be talking about survivalist hoarding and taking things seriously. But our parents' generation, I don't know if it's because they're scared or what, they're like, it'll be what it'll be. And I'm like, this has to be simply because they're too afraid to even process the fact that they're afraid.
You know, I mean, I hesitate to make generalizations, but
I'm very tempted.
I love doing that. I think as a result of so many people staying home and not buying things and stuff closing, the like emotional and mechanical machinery of the United States has been pulled back, and where you might have been expecting to see like a nice hardwood floor, it's just a pile of moldering pigeon shit and like some angry raccoons. It's so backwards. I mean, like, okay, don't get mad at me, but I did go to a bakery today. I washed my hands very thoroughly. But like, those people are working, getting paid, what, $11 an hour? I'm working from home, doing nothing. Nothing. I mean, it's just so revealing how much, like, office work is just fucking bullshit. And I don't understand why everyone's pretending, like, I mean, okay, at my job, you know, I work at the university. All the students are, no one is on campus. Campus is closed. Like, all classes are moved online for spring quarter. There are no events. And everyone's like, okay, everyone, let's all go work from home. Like, work on fucking what?
Well, they just need to pay you, Hannah, because it's your livelihood. That's what they're doing.
Well, that's true.
We all know what is cosmically unfair about the structure of this country is that some corporations and some business owners won't pay their employees even though they're not working, even though they can't work and do their job. Like Maggie, my little sister, works in retail, and amazing. Right. This is a small business. It's like personally owned, et cetera. It's not a big global store or anything like that. And amazingly, they've shut down for the next 2 weeks and they're paying all their employees.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing? And like, that's the kind of attitude and responsibility that we need to feel towards each other. And like, we can't get so debilitated by how unfair it is that we're not prompted to action. You know, we have to stay motivated to action. And like, dude, if Bernie, when, like, if it's going to be the way it looks like it's going to be, we're going to have to stay motivated without the hope of Bernie Sanders being president. I mean, all this has done is exactly what you said. It's pulled back the wooden floorboards and revealed what a big functionless pile of shit our system is set up as. We have no fail safes. We didn't even have Trump closed the pandemic flu department, you know? But we're not a news podcast. Okay, this is the news. If you want to learn right. about this stuff, go listen to the news. That's not us. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to talk about how we're coping with COVID. And
you're right. I could complain about the U.S. government / capitalism all day long.
Exactly.
But we're gonna talk about the good things that we still have, the joyous and beautiful things that make life worth living no matter what's going on.
Exactly. And fortuitously, Hannah Gelb, I believe we have not yet introduced her to our earbud community, but you have a special friend who is going on this COVID journey with you.
Yes, I adopted a kitty. And man, good timing. I got her on the 3rd, I believe it was.
Very, not very knowing, spontaneously.
Not knowing that I would be working from home alone at that time.
And roommateless. And let me tell you, Hannah has no
and
roommates.
Roommateless. Oh my goodness, it's just been...
I can't wait to watch your descent into madness, Gelb. I mean, maybe this is where you start like really painting crazy shit.
Oh, I hope so. God.
Because you're just alone. And I would like it if you stopped going out.
Don't worry, buddy. Thank you.
You can go on a jog.
Concern. Yeah, I'm gonna jog. Speaking of, okay, wait, okay. I will continue talking about my kitty.
Tell us the whole Fiona story. Oh, let me. I'll cut that part. Tell us. Yes. Tell us the whole story of your kitty baby manifestation.
You, yes. Well, I was, as you all know, I love cats. And just side note, just because I have a cat of my own now does not mean I am abandoning my Instagram story of neighborhood kitties. That will continue to be updated. So my roommates, I was living with a couple and they wanted to live on their own because they've been together for like, you know, 4 or 5 years. Totally understandable. And the reason I'd never had a cat before.
And they were because... they were tired of you trying to like crawl into the center of their bed every night.
That's right. I need a lot of snuggles. I think people really underestimate how much snuggles are needed. And if people living alone, heterosexual men... All heterosexual men are so below their
snuggle like, quota
needed snuggle quota. Like, I don't understand how they fucking do it. So anyways, one of them is allergic to cats. So we didn't have a cat and then they moved out and I was like, okay.
Within like 48 hours,
I was checking the Humane Society website like 8 to 10 times every single hour. And the sun's coming out a little bit. It's kind of rainy today, but sun's coming out. Anyways, so... what was I saying? So, I found a beautiful kitty that I really liked. She looked amazing. She was, about 30 miles away at a different neighborhood's Humane Society. But then, she was gone so fast... So I looked again and I saw this beautiful kitty and I was like, well, I don't know. You know, the house is weird and stuff's going to be moving in and the new roommate's coming and I'm going to move stuff around. Like, maybe I should wait until everything's all settled. And I was just like, you know what? Fucking no. I'm going to get a kitty today.
So what made you decide to push past all that hesitation? Was it like, oh, I don't want to miss out on this kitty like I missed out on the last kitty?
I think so. Yeah. It was that.
The feeling of, you know, there's never going to be a perfect time to adopt a rescue animal. I'm just going to go today.
I think so, yeah. And also just like the part of my DNA helix that just has kitty faces on it. It's like, this overrides all, like, exactly. There's no perfect time. Kitty is needed. Like, food, shelter, kitty. That's... what's going on here?
Food, shelter, kitty, man.
Yeah.
Food, shelter, kitty.
I gotta
kitty.
Be honest, I was definitely still scared. Like, I was scared at the shelter. I was scared spending all the money, not like on the adoption, but like, you know, getting all this stuff and the food. And then there was a day after that I was like, like, oh my God.
What?
So much responsibility. I'm gonna have her for the rest of my life. I don't know how anybody has children, but... that has all faded away. And I mean, she is just, she, and also, so when I went to
describe the kitty using, yeah, describe her.
Okay. And first I will say, okay. So I went into her little room where she was and she was with this other like big tomcat, like hiding behind a towel. And the tomcat kept trying to walk up to her and she was like, but I put my hand in next to her little face. Behind the towel, and then she started rubbing it, and she started purring, and I was like, this is the one!
You have been chosen.
I was like, madam, I will take this cat! And she was a little shy at first, but now she's like really come out of her shell, and she's, oh my god, she sleeps with me in my bed, and she curls up with me,
And she's got such a womanly face about her. Like, she's a young cat. She's small. And she's got... She's small. But her face is so wise. Like, when that cat... when you take a picture... look, let's be honest. When we take a picture of Charles's face, it's not like, ooh, what mysteries lie beyond those eyes? It's more like, is that a weird doll Muppet? He's like, what? Charles's face in photos looks like a state of, huh? Yeah? What?
Yeah,
you know, yes. At all times.
It's so cute.
I feel like your beautiful kitty baby has just just such a soulful gaze, you know?
She does.
But what about the naming process? I mean, so here
Indeed.
Here you are as a single person, independent mm-hmm. person, going forward and taking on a new life into your care. And mm-hmm. Hannah Ruth Gelb, I will say, I think responsibility looks good on you.
Ah, my buddy, thank you so much. That is, I really appreciate that, truly. I you know, surprised myself a little bit. I'm like, oh, this is working out just fine, you know?
It shows that you are fully capable. I mean, look, when you have someone in your, this is why pets and animals are so healing and so important, is that this is like literal physical proof and evidence for you yourself to look at and think, oh, I mean, yeah, I take care of things. I value mm-hmm. what's important. I do prioritize. Look at this life flourishing under my care. I say, mm-hmm. as I completely ignore you meowing, Charles, stop it.
He's so cute.
Okay, let's talk about naming.
Okay, yes. Well, so as you all know, I had a long list of cat names that I think is on my Twitter. I really liked Poppy, but like when I took this kitty home, she just seemed so a little bit dark and French and mysterious.
Oh my God, the French are so dark and mysterious.
So yeah, so that just didn't really work. And then I was thinking like Morgan Le Fay, like the queen of the fairies. But then it just still didn't really stick. And then I was listening to Fiona Apple in my car and I was like, Fiona. So my kitty's name is Fiona. Her full name is Fiona Applecake.
Fiona Applecake. That name just fills me with such joy. It penetrates me to my very core. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that you have a companion during this time, dude. You know?
Yes.
Because video chatting is also really helpful. I did. Mm-hmm. So I, Hannah Hart, hate talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. I only like talking on the phone to you. But you call me and you hear me. You hear what it's like when you call me. I'm like, hi, what is it? Yes?
Yeah, you're like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Because I gotta
not be on the phone. I'm not a chatty Cathy. I don't like to sit on the phone. I like to talk about things on the phone, but like chit chat mm-hmm. is not really something, it's not a strong suit for me.
Yeah. I love that about you, buddy.
Thanks.
I love that you don't like the phone.
I don't. No. I like to talk if it's like, hey, if you want to call and be like, hey, I've been reflecting and I have something to say. I'm like, oh yes, I'm here to listen as your companion this life. But I don't like to be like, so what you do? Nope.
Oh yeah. And actually this took me a little while to learn, I feel. Because sometimes I'd be like, oh, how's like that plant that you got? And you'd be like, the plant is a plant. I gotta go.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm sorry, but I've only got, you know, I have 24 hours in a day and 18 of them I need to ruminate. So this is really cutting into my looking at staring time. Hi, Charles.
I also need that time.
Look at this man boy. Honey, why are you? I'm just trying to podcast. There. He's behind me now. Hopefully that will sate him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what's so funny about this thing is that the amount of people who are FaceTiming / video calling me now. So I was like, oh my God, this is the horror of chit chat 2.0. What am I going to do? A video call. What is this? But it's actually way better that way because then both people are focusing on talking to each other. And so
you can't really multitask.
You it's can't
like sitting and looking at each other.
Exactly. And dealing with like coping with COVID, dealing with this, I found that like video calls and video conferences, I spoke to three of my siblings today on one giant group chat, including Maxwell, my nephew. And it was lovely.
Oh. You know, dude, you've really inspired me because I think I will give that a try because I have not. I mean, me and my parents are all shy and weird as it is. So we don't talk on the phone that much anyways. But yeah. And oh, my goodness. OK, little side news. I think I inspired my mama because she got a kitty, too.
She
got
did. A new kitty.
Yes. And he's such a handsome boy. His name is Silky.
Silky. Oh, mm-hmm. So she, you know, I've heard a lot of people right now during this time are fostering, animals, because the shelters are going to have to be really run down because there's only so many volunteers, etc. So I see these things circulating the internet, like foster a dog, foster a cat, foster an animal during this time. And I just want to put out one word of caution, which is if you are someone who is prepared to foster an animal, I encourage you to do so. For us, perhaps we could take on a third cat, but we didn't really stock up for three cats. We stocked up for two cats. And we had entertained the thought of fostering a dog. We thought about it for a minute. But what if that dog threw up on something?
And you don't know how your kitties would get along with
it. It's just a risky time. But if you're capable of it, I do want to say that fostering an animal is a good way of coping with the loneliness that self-quarantine, et cetera, can cause. But please, 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 please don't just do it because Instagram told you to.
We could get shirts that say, don't do it just because Instagram told you. And that applies to so many things.
It does.
Like visiting Chernobyl.
Hannah, what kind of ads are you being served? Actually, speaking of ads, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Chaboom, and we're back.
Yay! So, okay, I would like to say these are the things that I'm making a commitment to do regularly while I'm at home.
Like my commitment to poop every day.
Yes.
Very good.
I mean, luckily I can literally play my banjo while working, like while sitting at my laptop. So I'm definitely going to be playing my banjo. And I'm going to, gosh, you guys, I realized on like three different, whatever's like profiles or something, I put like Hannah Gell likes to paint and draw. And I realized I have not painted or drawn literally in like 6 months.
Man, you know, I'm gonna tell you something that freed me. Okay. I used to make writing part of my personality. Being like, I like to write, and me liking to write is an aspect of my personality. And the more I shared that and said that, the less I did it. Because I realized that writing for me wasn't an aspect of my personality. It's a part of my experience of life.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I like that, dude. I like thinking of it as an experience rather than a attribute or something.
And so I feel like for you, it's like playing banjo, learning banjo. That's your hobby. That's your public place, right? But like, I feel like if you do like to write and paint and draw, it's good to like have that be in your private place too. So you're not always feeling like you're failing at what? Your own form of experiencing the world? You know what I mean? That kind of pressure, right? Because I feel like because of the internet and because of like creativity as commodity out there right now, anyone who has that kind of way of experiencing the world feels like they have to commodify it and put it out there and tell right. everybody about it.
Yeah. Continuously.
Continuously, and that sucks. I encourage you to have some private time with your interests, or not interests. I encourage you to have some private time with your own experience of the world. Like, do it for you, man. Or like, not even for you, do it with you, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I really like that. I mean, that's such an important thing to say, not just for me, but literally for every human alive right now. It's like, you can do things and not tell everyone about it.
Literally.
I mean, that's most of life was.
Do you know how many songs I have written lately about my little sad piano? You know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so delightful.
I know, but like, it's just for me. It's like I sit there and I do some improvisational nothing, mm-hmm. and that's that, man. And I don't put on my profile like Hannah Hart, musical genius. Like, I know I am.
Right. I mean, like, I know you are. I know that's right. True.
Oh, right? But like, nobody else needs to know. Although I am working on a piece now called The Other Side of This Feeling. That I don't know if it's I don't know what it's gonna be, but I keep thinking that thought. I can't wait to get to the other side of this feeling.
Oh,
you know, mm-hmm. yeah.
Dang.
I don't know.
You know, I speaking of feelings, I'm feeling, I'm worried about the nation's extroverts.
Me? Too.
I feel like it's usually introverts.
Has anyone checked on the extroverts?
Like, I feel like it's usually introverts living in an extrovert world, and right now it's extroverts in an introvert world. Like, what are they doing? I mean, okay, just to be perfectly honest, being able to stay at home and not leave and not feel guilty about it,
guilt-free,
is my dream in life. I have literally, like, it is my ultimate happiest dream. To be able to stay home and not feel guilty about it. And I feel a little weird saying that because, you know, people's lives are at risk. This is not like fun. But
right now we're talking about coping with COVID. And frankly, right. As a plus side to me, guilt-free having time to just tend to my household,
yeah.
tend to my family,
yeah.
tend to my, like, just tend to my garden. Mm-hmm. Look, man, we were over capacity. Americans overwork themselves. We know that we operate at too high a level of production. So the fact that we're slowing down, I think it means we're going to be, ultimately, my hope for this time is that we're slowing down to resume at a healthier rate.
Oh, God. Word. Snap, snap, snap. Like. So,
like,
yes.
Like, plus one. Hort.
Honestly, this is bad, but I feel like what would be even worse is if after this, things go back to the way they were, because
I don't think we should let them.
It's too, yeah, we can't. Like,
we can't let things go back to the way they were.
Like,
we can't
let things, you know, yeah,
healthcare wise, people not having the ability to take sick leave, hourly workers having no compensation for time off. Like, we really can't let things go back to the way they currently are. I think, I hope that this inspires change.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that whoever's left on the other side of this are people that are motivated to realize how much of a community we truly are.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Like, what's important and what's not even what's important. You know, all those things that we're so busy and kind of mindlessly chasing all the time. Like, at the end, they don't actually mean anything. You know? Yeah. Like,
I do know. I hear you, man. I hear you. You know?
It's a big wake-up call, really.
It is. A big wake... It's a forced slowdown. God. Did we do this?
What do you mean?
Oh, fuck. My motto going into 20 was taking it small. Taking it slow. It was all about... Remember I was saying, like, slowbatical?
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Oh, fuck. And the power of the secret... I assume responsibility for this?
I mean, dude, I'm not a religious person, but this is taking on divine proportions.
Slowbatical.
I'm excited to see how much CO2 emissions dropped.
Me too. I know.
Like,
the environment is like, oh, cool. They're just at their houses. That's nice. The air in LA is so much cleaner. Did you see the waters in Venice?
Yes. I mean, that's another thing that is really good about this, is it makes you realize, like, it's not like we have to all go live in caves. but just slowing it down a little bit has a big impact.
It really does. What makes me excited is that I hope that people looking to now can see that we can still have the functions and the trappings of the lives that we love, but we don't have to do it at the cost of other human lives. We don't need to have such cheap products and such factory labor and such overconsumption and overproduction. And even on every scale of the economy, people who are flying in planes to work all the time, it's a huge carbon footprint. I mean, I really hope that people take a hard look at where we're at right now and figure out what to take with them as opposed to trying to restart a system that was already broken.
Right. And like, what is actually necessary?
What is actually necessary? Food, shelter, kitty.
Kitty, right?
Food, shelter, kitty, bro.
Food, shelter, kitty. Food Shelter Kitty 2020.
I would like, before Food Shelter Kitty 2020, before we go, I would like to give a couple Patreon shout outs to some.
Oh, yay!
Yes, a couple Patreon shout outs and to let all of our patrons in our great listeners and Soldiers of Love and Justice tiers know that Hannah Gelb and I during this time are working on our doodles. Our affirmations.
Yes, so much time.
So you're going to be mailed. Don't worry. Viruses cannot live for more than 24 hours on top of the surface of things. So you are more than welcome to open this mail from us to you. If you haven't checked in on your Patreon account lately, make sure you have and you responded to any questions that have been asked. We are waiting for more replies from people requesting doodles and affirmations, etc. But just before I started this, here's 11 comments from our wonderful patrons, and here is our Patreon shout out.
Yes, okay, our first patron is Amanda Condon. She says, I am writing poetry, listening to podcasts and audiobooks, drinking lots of tea, and taking it one day at a time. It's always good to take it one day at a time.
Oh, I love our earbud community. Mm-hmm. Spencer Parks shares that they don't have the luxury of working from home. They still have to work around people. Boo, with 5 O's. Yeah, Spencer, good God. Bless your heart. I hope you stay safe.
Yes, absolutely. Next one is Chris Selmus. He says, doing pretty well myself. My wife is an extrovert, however, and she's having a much more difficult time.
Has anyone checked on the extroverts?
Like, thoughts and prayers to all extroverts and those living in close quarters with extroverts. Because, this is unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
You know, maybe give them a boppy, like one of those kids' toys that you knock it over and it just goes back up.
Amy says, I'm working from home but struggling not to get distracted. My cat insists on crawling all over my computer. I'm constantly hungry, probably just bored, and find myself endlessly scrolling through TikTok. I feel lucky I have a roommate, so I'm not getting too lonely. I need to go grocery shopping, but that has always been an anxiety-inducing thing, even on a good day. So for now, I'm living off what I have, which is nutritious but not very yummy. Amy, I think that you have a brain like ours.
Yes. And also, remember to, we have to remember, a lot of people working from home now have not worked from home before. It's not some seamless transition. Like, you know, there's a learning curve to doing it and having a right space. And, maybe you're sharing with people and you don't, I just feel like none of anyone's employers should be like, okay, you're working from home now? Well, good. Continue being a perfect employee and tell me everything you're doing, blah, blah, blah. Everybody needs to be fucking flexible, okay? So go easy on yourself, Amy.
Earbuds, we truly are all in this together. And I know it's overwhelming to hear about what's going on in other people's lives. And while I encourage you to maintain compassion, don't fall into compassion fatigue. And the only way to keep from falling into compassion fatigue is to make sure that you are focusing on what is in your control, your household, your home, and yourself. So take the time to be selfish, because there will come a time to be selfless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll want to be prepared for it.
There's only so much electricity in your body that can be expended. You know?
You know. Well, we have expended our electricity here. If you'd like to support Hanalyze This, go ahead and head to patreon.com/Hanalyze This. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, give us a like, a thumbs up, rate, review, etc. And you can find me on the internet at Harto, H-A-R-T-O, or Hannah Gelb on Twitter, which is one of my favorite Twitters, at Hizzle Gizzle, spelled Hizzle.
Yes, and be sure to go to the podcast Twitter at Hanalyze Pod. As you know, I'll be working from home, which means I'll basically be on that Twitter. So let's chat and talk about stuff. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And we love you.
We love you. We love you. Hey, you know what? Save yourselves and each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.